snow's coming down and a chill is in the air. Rushing through the streets, fairy lights are everywhere. Mistletoe hanging, waiting for a Christmas kiss. Pots are on the stove and the oven's full of treats. House is decorated and now it's time to eat. Letters are sent in the mail with a Christmas wish. Joy and wonder all around. Little children singing. They'll be sleeping safe and sound. Now they know that Santa's on his way. Sing silent night. Mom and Dad are smiling, they're turning out the light. Presents are wrapped so we all get Christmas gifts. Joy and wonder all around. Little children sing. They'll be sleeping safe and sound. Now they know that Santa's on his way. Santa's on his way. Santa's on his way. Shines a moon. Open up the curtains, see when you're passing through. Falling asleep, just know when you're on his list. Joy and wonder all around. Little children sing. They'll be sleeping safe and sound. Now they know the Santa's on.
Hey, this is Helen from Big Little Lions, and here's my Christmas story. Quite a few years ago, we decided that we didn't want to have turkey for Christmas because we wanted to go skiing. So I said, okay, what does everybody want? Something that's quick to make. So we decided on pierogies and sausages. And every year, that's what we've had for Christmas dinner. I only found out, I think it was 2 years ago, my son, who's now 15, I mentioned something about people having turkey for Christmas dinner, and he's like, what? I can't believe it. People have turkey for Christmas dinner. It's pierogies and sausages. That's what Christmas dinner is. And I realised I'd obviously never told him what normal Christmas dinner was. And so that's my story about the Christmas dinner of pierogies and sausages, which we'll be having again this year.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride. fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song too.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Kelly and I have been married for quite some time. We've spent 45 Christmases together, and many of them were memorable. But I think for both of us, the most memorable was probably 2 years after we had been married in the early 70s. And we were living in a cabin in the woods right off the grid near Pemberton. We had pretty much nothing for Christmas, but we had gone out and we'd cut a Christmas tree, brought it in. We'd strung popcorn and rose hips for garlands for the tree, cut some strips of tin out of tin cans and twisted them to make icicles, made some candle holders out of tin as well, and cut a tin star for the top. We had a little bit of food, and we'd gone into town to the post office, and both of our parents had sent us care packages for Christmas. My mum had wrapped tons of crazy little gifts and wrapped each and every one of them. So we brought those, and we had gifts to put under the tree, and we were feeling pretty privileged. I remember quite clearly it was just a really, really cold winter night and a full moon, and you know those kind of nights where the snow just squeaks under your feet when you're walking on it. You know it's cold because your breath freezes in your nostrils as soon as you exhale, and the shadows on the snow were brittle from the bright moonlight. It was definitely a magical night, and if you listened carefully, you could almost hear sleigh bells. But maybe it was just the ice crystals in the trees. We were sitting in the cabin by the coal oil light talking and playing some tunes, and there was a knock on the door. It was one of our neighbors from up the road who'd been spending the evening alone. And he came by with a roast of venison that he had cooked. Well, suddenly we had a feast. We were just discussing how we were going to deal with that when there was another knock on the door and another neighbor. And I mean, these neighbors were not just up the road. They were, the closest one was probably a mile away. But something drew us all to that cabin that night. Over the course of the evening, we had several neighbors show up. We ended up with a venison roast, a beautiful fruit cake, a bottle of scotch, a bottle of Grand Marnier, and one of the most incredible evenings that I've ever spent with real friends in the true spirit of friendship and in the true spirit of Christmas and giving. We all shared the little bit that we had, and it turned into a tremendous amount for all of us. I think that's probably the magic of Christmas, and it's definitely a Christmas I will never forget.
Is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead. My glass is almost empty. I worried again between the lines upon the page. The words of love you sent me. If I could hold within my heart that you were lonely too, oh, I'd be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. If I could know